We're going to talk technology. Fevzi Turkalp joins us, editor of GadgetDetective.com, with story now about AI leading people to scam sites, which is a bit worrying. Morning, Fevzi.
Morning. So this is a story, it's a warning that's been in the various news media this week about AI search shopping scams. So this is where an AI search, if you're interested in buying something and instead of just going to Google, you go to an AI system, which could also be Google, of course, and it gives you a strong recommendation. So it's not just here's a link, but it actually, with some authority, as you know, will say to you, this is the best thing. And the problem is that it's been, some of these AIs have been directing people to scam sites that are actually not genuine at all. And then people spending their money and never getting the goods, and then having their details used for further theft as well. So it's quite a problem, really.
So is that because the AI is not checking this properly? It just assumes that everything on the web is genuine?
I think there's probably more than one cause of this. There's been the suggestion that the AIs could have been poisoned. In other words, during their training phase, that they could have been given bad data, because a lot of the training data is from the internet and therefore, you know, good and bad. And there's been a lot of it around because, you know, certain companies, like, say, the Russell and Bromley brand, I think ran into problems at the beginning of this year and was taken over by Next. But what it meant was that there's no official Russell and Bromley website now, and so people were being sent to a website that doesn't exist. Someone had taken over the website and, as I say, stealing from people. I think...
So what I was saying, is it because when you say it's based on what they were trained on, do they carry on learning and training, or is it basically, is it what you get is what they learnt up to a certain point?
It's both. I don't know if you remember, but in the early days of AI, like 2 years ago, you'd used to get the reply, oh, it doesn't know anything past a certain date when its training data ended.
Right.
That's no longer the case. It does have a lot of information from its training, but it also has the ability to search the internet. But the thing is, it's searching the internet and it's sometimes coming up with bad results. And that's not new, in that that could happen with Google. You know, you could get a bad thing. The difference, I think, is this. It's that Google traditional internet search would just give you links. Here's a bunch of links. Do your own research. Take your pick. The AI, when it's asked for a shopping recommendation, will make a much stronger recommendation. So instead of necessarily sending you to many websites, it will read all the websites and then draw its own conclusion about what's the best and then maybe just direct you there. So it's not that it's a new problem, but because the AI speaks with authority, we tend to believe it.
Yes.
And really, really the way I think that we should be dealing with this is that that recommendation should be the start of the process, not the end of it.
So interestingly, you know, I had an experience of it telling me what to buy earlier on. And there are probably people listening thinking, why on earth would you ask an AI what to buy? But... In some ways, it can be very useful. So I was looking up for... I should have asked you, actually. It's a technical question. And I should have asked you, because you would have given me the answer, I'm sure, straight away. But I had a little device that I needed to listen to. And I plugged in headphones, and it was too quiet. And you couldn't turn it up any louder. And I wanted to be able to do that. And it asked me what the headphones were, and the first... ones were the wrong ones anyway, and then I put some normal ones in with a normal jack, and it said, oh no, what you want to do is buy one of these little tiny mini amps that will
little headphone amplifier.
Yeah, a little headphone amplifier. It's just size of a cigarette box, and I thought, oh yeah, that's good. And then it says, would you like me to recommend you which one to buy? And I'm thinking, well, yeah, okay, go on then. And first of all, it mentioned one from that firm that you'd been talking about called Fio. But it went on to say, actually, they don't make this one anymore, but there are some other ones around. And then I went and looked up and found one on Amazon, and I pasted in the link back to Gemini, I think it was. I said, what about this one? I said, oh, yeah, that's perfect. Yes, you should buy that.
Yeah.
And I believed it. I don't know whether I've done the right thing or not, but it's in a way, it's really, if it's believable, then it's really useful.
The reason why that's potentially useful, assuming the answer is somewhat correct, is because you don't just search for keywords. You can actually establish criteria. So you can say, you know, I want a set of headphones. They need to be over the ear. They need to be Bluetooth and wired. By the way, I'm a bit deaf in one ear, so I want to be able to adjust that, right? That's very hard to search with those, you know, parameters in a straight Google search. But with an AI, it can do that. And also, it can use things it knows about you as well, that if you've got an account and you've allowed it to store information about you, you know, your physical stature, for example, or your preferences for certain colours or your financial situation at the moment, without you necessarily saying,
Clive, we know you're a bit broke at the moment, so what about this bargain pair?
Exactly. Wow. Or you know, if you're worried about your privacy and this website's got a reputation of selling data, then it might tell you that as well. So it's like having someone who knows you really well. Imagine it a bit like a personal shopper, but one that knows you really well. Mm. That's how it should work at its best. But it's far from perfect. And I think other than these scams, and this is not in these news stories, but I'll widen it a little bit to tell you this. Other than these scams, you have to be aware that AI can have other reasons for recommending things to you. Oh. The advertising market is changing hugely because if AIs are doing the research and just recommending stuff to you, that advertising on all these websites all over the place is going to become a lot less effective because human beings will not see it. And AIs don't respond to advertising in the same way that humans do. So some of that advertising budget is starting to go into paying AI companies to recommend certain products and brands. So you have to just be a bit careful. As I said, the recommendation shouldn't be dismissed, but it should be the start of the process. Do your own research. Maybe ask two or three different AIs and see if there's any convergence of these suggestions. That often tells you quite a bit, but don't just accept it because the AIs are great at saying things with great authority because in their training, they found that people like it better when the AI knows the answers, and they kind of interpret that to mean that they must always appear to know the answer, whereas, you know, you and I know that sometimes when you don't know something, the best thing to do is to confess it, and it builds trust. But with AI, that's not really the case at the moment. They like to please people, which is why when you came back with another suggestion of a different unit, it says, yeah, that's great, well done, you found exactly the right thing. You're thinking just like an audio engineer, right? It will say those things to you because in its training, it's designed to please people. Actually, not designed to please people, the weights, what they call the probability weighting. So which response is most likely to be met positively? It's the one that tells you you're a genius.
Well, of course.
Which obviously you are, but not everyone.
So, talking of audio then, we've got a gadget to look at as well. And this is an interesting one, which it's a kind of, I don't think I've seen anything quite like this. It's a sort of multi-purpose audio. Tell us more.
Yeah. And that's why I chose it. From a brand called Majority, as in elections, and it's called the Quadriga. And I had to look up what a quadriga was and if it was a made-up word. It's a Latin word referring to a two-wheeled carriage drawn by four horses side by side. Yeah. And the idea is that the four horses are the different ways in which you can get sound out of it. So first of all, it's an FM radio. This is a desktop unit, but it weighs over 5 kilos. It's got very meaty speakers built into it, and it's got a subwoofer built into it that is what's called downward firing. So it bounces the sound onto the tabletop or the desktop where it's sitting, and that reinforces the bass. So it's got an FM radio. It's got DAB and DAB Plus, which is obviously great for listening to LBC both on both FM and DAB. It's got internet radio, so it's got Wi-Fi. You can connect it to your Wi-Fi at home, and then you can access LBC and all the global radio stations through that, but much easier to control. So you don't any longer have to have a smartphone or a tablet. You can, in principle, just use this device, or maybe you find this device more comfortable because it's more, it's kind of retro meets modern, you know, because it's got a remote control like a conventional unit, but here it is connecting to Wi-Fi. It's got a built-in podcast player, so you can search for your favorite global podcasts and listen to them. So they're transmitted over the Wi-Fi and they come out of these gorgeous speakers. It's got a built-in CD player, slot loading at the top. You could almost miss it because it's not the big tray that comes out. It's just a little slit at the top of the middle of the unit, and you can just do that. So if you've got all your own CDs still, and I've been rediscovering my CDs lately, but you don't have a full hi-fi stack anymore, or it's not connected or not really working very well anymore, then this will do a good job. In addition to that, it's got Bluetooth built into it, so it works as a really good quality Bluetooth speaker. So if you do have a computer or a smartphone or a tablet, you can stream from there and take advantage of these speakers. It's got something called Spotify Connect, so Spotify users can stream over the Wi-Fi network with the phone acting as the controller. You can plug a USB stick into it and play, you know, any of thousands of MP3 files that you might have stored on it. As I say, it's a 2.1 stereo, so left channel, right channel, forward facing, and a downward firing subwoofer. The other thing I liked about it is the connectivity, so you can connect it in many different ways. It's got auxiliary input, so 3.5mm input. It's got phono RCA jack inputs, and it's got an optical digital input. So what I did, for example, I used it as a speaker for my TV set, which has got, like a lot of TV sets, it's got an optical output. So that's one that uses that little thin fiber optic cable that sometimes comes with various devices. And what I do is, instead of having those thin, weak speakers that are built into almost any television, even a television costing £1,000, has poor speakers because of the physics of it. It's just too shallow to produce a decent sound. So by plugging in the optical connector, you take advantage of this 2.1 stereo system, and you get really good quality sound whilst you're watching TV. So it's got a headphone socket, USB playback. It's got a colour screen in the middle of it, like a nearly 3-inch colour screen.
It's a big thing, isn't it? It does look more. I mean, a lot of people don't actually have a radio these days. I'm always wondering when people are listening, whether they're listening on a radio, whether it's an old-fashioned radio or a little radio by the bedside. But quite often, it's your phone or a smart speaker, but presumably this is high-end. This is going to be really good quality sound.
Item, this price is just under £250. The cheapest I found it was £234. If you look on Amazon, and then if you set up a business account, you'd have it for £234. So other places sell it as well, but it normally goes for nearer to £250. What I found really interesting about it wasn't just that it sounded great with music from all these different sources, and I really enjoyed upgrading the sound on my TV set, by the way, but it was, so I normally listen to LBC on my smart speaker, you know, my Alexa unit, and to be honest, it's one of the better ones. It's the ones that are meant to be more beefy, and you wouldn't think it would really matter because, you know, LBC is speech radio, not a lot of music played on it, but actually it makes a real difference, and your soft and dulcet tones, Clive, become even more resonant and full. It's quite remarkable. So if you want to carry on using the interactivity of the smart speaker, a lot of smart speakers have got a little auxiliary output connector on it, a little 3.5mm jack. Or you can send stuff to it via Bluetooth. So you can use this as the speakers and still use the smarts of your smart speaker if you want to. So if you want to send a message to LBC verbally, you can still do that with the smart speaker, but everything that you're listening to suddenly sounds great. So I've given it 4.5 stars out of 5. It's called the Majority Quadriga. Quad as in four, and then R-I-G-A. It's on sale pretty much in all sort of hi-fi type outlets, but the website, if you want to look it up, is majorityaudio.com.
Fevzi, thank you very much indeed. Fevzi Turkalp joining us from Gadget Detective.